StoryCorps is the oral history project traveling the country, giving friends and family the chance to ask each other about their lives. This Veterans Day, we have two stories from Americans who've served in war. In our first, 86-year-old Joseph Robertson speaks with his son-in-law, John Fish Jr., at a mobile booth in Columbus, Ohio. Joseph Robertson served in the Army for 26 years. Here, he remembers a young German soldier he killed at the Battle of the Bulge during World War II.
I was hid behind a big tree that was knocked down or fallen. And I could see these Germans in the woods across this big field. And I saw this young kid crawling up a ditch straight towards my tree. So I let him crawl. I didn't fire at him. But when he got up within 3 or 4 foot of me, I screamed at him to surrender. And instead of surrendering, he started to pull his gun towards me, which was instant death for him. But this young man, he was a blonde, blue eyes, fair skin, so handsome. He was like a little angel. But I still had to shoot him. And it didn't bother me the first night, because I went to sleep and I was so tired. But the second night, I woke up crying because that kid was there. And to this day, I wake up many nights crying over this kid. I still see him in my dreams. And I don't know how to get him off my mind.
Now, a second story. Hector Vega is a veteran of the war in Iraq. Sergeant Vega served 4 months in Iraq before he was injured and sent home to the Bronx. Here, he and his wife, Leopoldina, remember his return.
When I got to the Bronx where I live, I called my wife. I still didn't tell her I was in the States. She still thought I was in Iraq. I live on the first floor, and she was in the kitchen, and I'm standing under my window, and I'm speaking to her, and I'm talking like if I'm in Iraq. And I told her that I had just gotten off the phone with my mother, and something happened in the neighborhood. What's going on? And she goes, no, nothing happened here.
And he said, yeah, my mother said something.
I said, well, look out the window.
Look at the window.
she looked out the window. Here I'm coming out my uniform and crutches.
I make a cookie in this moment.
She was cooking.
Spaghetti and camarone.
Shrimps.
When I see in the street, in my window, and I look at my husband, I said, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
I heard the biggest scream, and everybody, you know, my daughter came in her barefooted running out. Everybody came running out, and they attacked me in the street. That's when she found out I was home. She didn't know nothing until the day I was right under her window.
Veteran Hector Vega and his wife, Leopoldina. At 50, he's still serving in the National Guard. We also heard from veteran Joseph Robertson. If you'd like to tell your story and have it become part of an archive at the Library of Congress, you can find out more about StoryCorps at npr.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.